Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com, a travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.
Big OIC, Belichick jumping ship. No. No, he'll retire. It'll be a terrible look if he jumps ship. He won't go to another team if that's what you're talking about. Big O looking smooth with the shave. Hey, brother, I'm with you. I think our Fins are going to surprise a lot of people. Go Fins. It's Tua time. John Hartman says, thanks. Thought they could take him off for this game. Okay. Oh, let's see. Belichick kind of lost his fastball, not thinking of bringing a second-string receiver when he knew Cam wasn't accurate. Or maybe he thinks he can make Cam accurate. Belichick is 68. He's not coaching much longer, especially if he's getting embarrassed every year. Let's see. Dougie Fresh goes to Mike. You're an N equals one approach to an N equals everybody problem until this is an endemic virus. Mandates rather than pretty pleases are appropriate for the wellness of humankind. Peace. There you go. There you go, Dougie Fresh. Way to spread the common sense. My man Mike doesn't have common sense. He's programmed, dude. He's trumped. That's all. Big O looking 20 years younger with a shaved face. Am I 20 years younger? Wow. Maybe I got a shot with Halle Berry now. 20 years younger. That makes me younger than her. Because I am what? I think I'm a year older than her, I want to say. No, she just turned 50, actually. No. I'm 4 years younger. I thought she was 53.
Any interest in doing the...
And Halle Berry, of course.
Well, I...
Total interest in Halle
Berry. You would shave other areas of your body if it would get you Halle Berry.
I'd shave anything Halle Berry. Okay? All right? I'd do anything. All right? I mean, what man wouldn't? It's Halle Berry, bro. Unless you're racist, of course. You know, any of you guys out there, that you know, you're racist and, you know, that I can't help you, obviously. But for me, a beautiful woman is a beautiful woman. I don't care what color, nationality, waist size, height, whatever, bro. Beautiful women are beautiful women, period. And hard to top that one in my eyes. Oh, let's talk about Bill and the art of bandwagoning. What's the over and under? Bill is saying he is a Fins fan only. I say two Fins wins. Yeah, pretty much.
Never.
A couple wins, he'll forget about the Bears.
My teams have been my team since I was born and the Bears since I was four. So, no, I'm Dolphin Bear.
Well, that's true. That's actually a good point because when he says his teams are his teams, when you've got like 40 teams, well, why lose 40 teams? You've got better odds than you and me that only have one. You know what I mean? I mean, if you're like Bill and you've got like, you know, 22 teams in every league and you've got all those hats all over the place, it's awesome for Bill. He's got like 20, you know, hockey hats, 20 baseball hats, 20 basketball hats, 20 football hats. And so it's rare that he doesn't wear a hat from a winner. So, you know what he does, right? He leaves out the really bad teams that like the Bengals and the Cardinals and teams like that that he knows they'll never win a title. So he goes, you know, I can leave certain teams out and look pretty good. That way I don't follow every team in every league. And, you know, he's got a great system going. I got to admit. I mean, he's involved in every World Series.
Actually.
He's involved in every Super
Look,
Bowl.
Look, the
he's
Marlins.
He's involved in every
Marlins,
NBA Finals.
Yankees, Bears, Dolphins. Those are my overlaps. That's it. And honestly, having two teams.
The man is adding a new MLS hat every year with the expansion
team. It is excruciatingly painful, especially how bad the Canes have been the last 18 years, coupled with the Bears and the Dolphins. Dude, falls have sucked
It's baffling watching him in a Portland-Seattle game in the MLS because one half he's got a Seattle shirt on. The second half, he's styling Portland. I don't get it. I don't get it. But it works for him. It's fantastic. I mean, he can't lose. Now, remember, if you choose to go down Bill's path, you're going to spend a lot of money on jerseys and hats because you got to buy a lot of teams. So I'm just warning you, it is an expensive habit. Okay? So, you know. Oh, Hallie is the same age as you, 54. Oh, there you go. No, actually, she's not. I'm 34. Okay? I was just told I'm 20 years younger right now. Not that my body feels it. Not that my throat feels it. But I am 34 right now. So let me, you know what? Now that I think about it, I go after Hallie. She's a cougar. Yeah. She's cougaring going out with a 34-year-old. How about that? That'll make her feel good right there. Let's see. What else do we have here? The myth, the legend, Big O. Tua's going to shine Sunday. Facts. I'm with you, baby. I'm with you. I love to see him.
Do you have any interest?
Mike, by the way, says, laughing my ass off. I'd never vote for Trump. He's just another...